God richly bless you, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The song leader has not yet come, so let us just stand and sing one song as we bring ourselves to the Lord for our Sunday school. Amen. I'm a little bit hoarse this morning. Praise the Lord. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. Oh, you are the life, oh, the truth, the way. I bless your name, Lord Jesus. I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Heavenly Father, truly, oh Lord, our heart with joy. Oh Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the week that has just passed. And Lord, how grace, oh grace, grace, oh, has given us, Lord, yet another week, oh God. And Father, we want to thank you. We want to give you all the glory. We bless you, oh Lord Jesus, because you are our life, oh God. That you have made it, oh God, another grace for us, opportunity, a privilege, Lord. Oh, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you, we bless you for many mercies that, Lord, you have given to us. And even, Lord, the brethren who are on the way coming, we commit all of them into your hands, oh God. And Father, even as we come, Lord, oh, we want to really, oh God, seek your presence, Lord. We want the Holy Spirit to sweep over us now, Lord, as we start our Sunday schools. We commit the children, the youth, upstairs, Lord, into your hands. And we hear also that the same Holy Spirit, Lord, oh, will take the word of God and prepare us, Lord, oh, for the day, oh God, what you have for us. So, Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yeah, we are thankful to be back as partakers of his divine nature. And we continue to surrender all to him so that he will do the work in us. Amen. The prophet said in the message book, The Position of the Believer in Christ, preached in Phoenix, 1955, he said, a partaker of his divine nature means Christ's nature in you. Then you become a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. Amen. Let's turn to the reading of the word now. Our scripture, 2 Peter, chapter 1. As usual, we read from the 4th verse. Today we are on brotherly kindness. Amen. Let's read the word. 2 Peter 1, 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence unto your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. As we sit to God, we want to, Lord Jesus, hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. It's rather unfortunate that time has really run today. And according to our time here, we have only quarter to. Now, let's see what we can do within these 15 minutes. Let's see what the Holy Spirit has for us. Last week, we were on godliness. And the prophet asked godliness as the sixth virtue. The prophet asked, what does godliness mean? And he said, godliness means to be like God. To be like God. And brethren, that is the will of God for you and me. That we come to that place that we will be like him. Amen. Amen. Oh, the place is too silent today. Amen. That's the will of God for you and me. That we will come to that place where we will be like him. Amen. He said, that is godliness, you see. He said, we have been singing that song all the time. To be like Jesus. On earth, I long to be like him. All through life journey from earth to glory, I only ask to be like him. The prophet said, we sing that song all the time. Amen. He said, that's godliness. You see, when he was smote on one side of the face, he turned the other one. Amen. When he was spoken rough to, he didn't speak. He didn't rile back. See? Godly, always looking for one thing. I always do what pleases the Father. Godliness look for only that, to please the Father. If it is in you always to please the Father, yes, that's a trait of what? Godliness in you. The desire in you to please God at all times. Amen. He said, godliness, perfect takes godliness. And last week, we got to know how we can be perfect. Amen. Now, the prophet said, all right, coming into perfection. We've come into what? Perfection. He said, let's add brotherly kindness. And he said, and that's a good one, the seventh, adding brotherly kindness. As you see it, the seventh, brotherly kindness. He said, when you get to that brotherly kindness, you put yourself in the place, you put yourself in his place on the matter. Brotherly kindness. You put yourself in his place in whatever matter. Praise God. That means, when your brother has done something, maybe wrong against you, see, put yourself in his place. See, praise the Lord. Then the prophet quoted the story of Peter. So he said, "My brother sinned against me. Shall I forgive him 7 times a day? You know, this story about Jesus going to, Peter going to Jesus to ask him this question. Amen. Then Jesus said, 70 times 7. Praise the Lord. Now, let's get this thing very clear here. Because someone asked me this question one time, that why Jesus at one place, he said 7 times. Then another place, he said 70 times 7. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to the scripture, because the prophet has given us the lead. Let's go into the scripture and get the answer. Maybe someone will ask you the same thing. This is what I presented. I don't know if it will be all right for you, but this is the way how I saw it. Amen. Now, look at Luke 17, where Jesus said it. Luke 17, verse 3 and 4. He said, take heed. Jesus said, take. He was speaking to the disciples. He said, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Verse 4. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. That's what Jesus said to the disciples. Amen. And then why Peter went back to Jesus? Now let's see the way how Jesus, Peter asked Jesus this question before Jesus also said 70 times 7. You see, there might have been someone who had been giving Peter a number of provocation. And when Jesus said 7 times in a day, he thought that, well, for 7 times, I will endure it. I will endure it 7 times. But when he goes beyond that 7 times, he will see my true color, my real self, see. So Jesus has spoken. But let's see how the question he asked Jesus. You will see that there was something behind. That's why Jesus also answered that way. Now let's look at Matthew 18, 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times. You see? Till 7 times. He needed what? A confirmation. He needed a confirmation. So that, 7 times. I want a confirmation. When Jesus repeats it, that, yeah, 7 times, I will endure this guy. And after that, you see. Praise the Lord. Jesus discerned his thoughts. He knew what was in Peter's mind. So for that reason, he said, let's see what the answer is. Jesus saith unto him, I say not. But he has spoken it before. He said, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but what? Until 70 times 7. So Peter just said, had to do what? He had to succumb. Now he had to learn how to what? Endure a brother. No matter how. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus was trying to teach Peter something. So not that Jesus contradicted himself, but upon the base of what probably was in the thoughts of Peter, Jesus had to answer this way to him. Not 7 times, because he knew what Peter was planning. Praise the Lord. So he said 70 times 7 in a day. Could it be possible? So the whole thing is that when your brother sinned against you, you do what? Forgive him. Be kind to him. That's brotherly kindness. Amen. So that was the end of the story for Peter. Jesus, his master and Lord, has given him the right direction, and Peter succumbed to it with all obedience and humility. See, he's got to learn to endure through what? Godly patience. Amen. So the prophet said, if a brother is all out of tune, a brother is all out of tune, don't be impatient with him. See? No. Be kind to him. Amen. Be kind to him. Godly patience. And you see, we have godly there. We have patience there. You have all these virtues in you. See, let that godly patience, what? Does it work? You see, not that kind of what? Patience or forgiveness. Then you still be boiling inside all day long. No, sir. No. You're forgiving the brother. Then you are still boiling inside all day long. No, sir. That's not it. Praise the Lord. But godly patience, where you will be what? Praying for that brother. Praying for that sister. Amen. With love. See, the capstone of all this. Love. Amen. So, we just want to run quickly here. Now, we all have seen the simplicity by way how God has brought all these virtues that we should be partakers of it. And then we can be what? Like him. These virtues. Praise the Lord. And you see how God does his things in simplicity. Even look at how he called such a humble man, an uneducated man, the prophet to this end time. And through him, he unveiled all hidden mysteries that are in the world. You see. And he's still walking, according to the scripture, he's still walking in his church. Working through what? Working through the fivefold ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we want to come to that same perfection like unto him. But brother, let us not make a mistake. The fivefold ministry, it is not what? A man as you see. No, sir. But Jesus Christ himself, and high priest over the house of God. Amen. It's not man, but the high priest himself over the house of God. And it is only grace that has made every one of us kings and priests unto God. Amen. Every one of us here, kings and priests, that's what the Bible says. It's just by grace. And so everything is what? Christ doing his own work to finish his own work of redemption. Amen. So the fivefold ministry is he himself doing his work amongst what? His people. And every one of us, we are priests unto him. Praise the Lord. Because your very life, whatever you are doing, whatever is given to you, is what? Is for a purpose. Praise the Lord. Never count yourself out. Oh, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a deacon. I'm not an officer. I'm not. No, sir. You are a priest unto him. Amen. Your very presence this morning seated here is what? Is to his glory. Praise the Lord. Without you, where is the church? It's you that is what? It's the body. Praise God. And so, through the fivefold ministry, he said, we all are priests, and then he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That's how it is. See, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. The prophet said, building this body. The purpose of it. Amen. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto a measure, you see, of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We've got to come to that place. Amen. To be like him. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. See? And carried about with every wind of doctrine by sleaths of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait, you see, to deceive. They are there to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may we grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Amen. From whom the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted. By that, you see, the whole body joined together, compacted. That's the way how we are compacted into one body. My brother, your body is a masterpiece. Where your eye is, where your nose is, where your mouth is, it's a masterpiece. You change any one of them. It's complete deformity. When brother Kwame comes here and the eye is here and the nose is somewhere here, it's terrible, my brother. See? So his body, the church, is what? A masterpiece. Praise God. See? Fitly joined together and compacted. Compacted by what? By the Holy Spirit, you see. That every joint supplieth according to the effectual working. Every joint is what? You have something to what? To do in his house. You see. You are part of it. Every part maketh increase. Every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. And I say unto you, therefore, testify in the Lord that ye henceforth ye walk not as others Gentiles, who walk in vanity and of their mind. Amen. Let me just steal 1 minute and finish it here. Reading from Hebrews 10:21. And having an high priest, Hebrews 10:21. We all know that scripture. And having an high priest over the house of God, let's draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts, sprinkled from evil conscience, brethren, and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise the Lord. See, every heart here this morning is so clean and clear. Amen. See, that's it. So let's hold fast. 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, brotherly kindness. Let's consider one another to provoke unto love. Provocation, not to anger, but provocation to love. And to good works. And not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Amen. I think most of you listened to the Bible studies last Wednesday. It was really a powerful one, the account of Paul. Amen. Pastor said something, I want to quote it before I go. He said, it is a personal revelation. A personal revelation. All these things is what? A personal revelation to you to find your place in your heavenly calling. He said, we need that heavenly vision, the revelation to know your destiny and your purpose. Amen. So powerful quote, and I wrote it down to remind us all. Amen. It is a personal revelation to you to find your place in the heavenly calling. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's bow our heads as we commit the rest of the activities into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you have opened the day for us, O God, to look unto you, to be like you, O God. Father, yes, we humble ourselves this morning. O Lord, we reverend ourselves, O God. Father, we pray that, Lord, as we want to commit all the coming activities now into your hands, we want to commit the song leader, the musicians, our instruments of hands and mouth and lips and our hearts and everything. Lord, this morning we want to worship you. We want to praise your name, O God. And Father, even we want to commit to your servant, your humble servant, Lord, as he's still waiting on you, O God. Father, you know the needs of your people. Once again, Lord, we've come with our cups. We want them to be filled, O God, so that we will go and, Lord, the whole week, O Lord Jesus, and even the days to come, Father, it will be something that will be feeding us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, now as we commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you.